Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
So many times in life, we are in this spot where we are wondering if we should continue or if we should quit. Maybe it's regarding a relationship or a dream or a certain job. You know, should we continue or should we quit? I often give people a perspective that I'll illustrate with a quick story. You see, Julie applied for our author program the other day. And she sent in her application. It was fantastic. Our team absolutely loved it. And we sent back to her this congratulations, like this invitation to take the next step with us. And we gave her a deadline because we can only take 25 students. And sure enough, the deadline day came and nothing from Julie. And then the final hour. And then we received this email that says, hey, I want to take a step forward. I want to continue with my dream, but the problem is that my paperwork got rejected. There was some technological glitch, and I just got a rejection back from my email provider. And she said, so therefore, I'm taking this as a sign that I'm quitting, that I shouldn't do that, this isn't right for me. And I saw that email, and I just got passionate. I got excited. I said, Julie, maybe this is a sign that you're in the right spot, that you actually should continue. In other words, maybe this is resistance that's showing up, or the enemy of your dream that's you know, rearing its ugly head, trying to keep you back from this amazing thing that you're about to do. Here's the thing. Julie had already quit mentally. All she was doing was looking for the external validation that would tell her that she is doing the right thing. In other words, she didn't need anybody or anything to tell her to quit. She had already quit. And she was actually looking for external validation to prove what she already felt inside. I just want to encourage you that you will always find what you're looking for. You will always be able to find proof or a sign that you shouldn't or should do something. And let's be honest about it. Let's just call it what it is. It's not this woo-woo, mysterious validation. It's just us justifying what we already feel inside. I want to challenge you. I want to encourage you. Save yourself the mental anguish. Save yourself the drama. Instead, do something that's more productive. Grab a piece of paper and write down, literally, write down on that piece of paper what's in your heart. Write down what you want to do. Actually own that decision. Come up with it. And sometimes we're not sure what to do. And so what I do is I encourage people to do the brother-in-law test. The brother-in-law test is, what would you tell your fictitious brother-in-law if he was in the exact same situation as you? And many times, we're able to say that with crystal clear clarity in a matter of seconds, because we're not a brother-in-law and we're removed from the situation. And there's not all the drama and all the details surrounding this decision. It's just a lot clearer. And if that's you today, grab that piece of paper, write it down, give that advice to that fictitious brother-in-law, and you'll be amazed that that's actually what you want to do inside. That's actually what resonates with your gut, your heart, and maybe we've just been scared to admit it. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today, and next time you're tempted to wonder if you should continue or if you should quit, remove the mystery, remove the drama, and just look deep inside, and that's actually the signs that you're gonna find to move forward or to quit. We'll see ya.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.